I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Monday in Pakistan, four members of a Christian family were killed by gunmen on motorcycles. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack, and FMI's Bruce Allen shares this chilling note.
And while it's the latest in a spate of attacks on Christians, it's actually a pamphlet that was left behind at the scene of the crime that's really captivated the attention of local Christian leaders. And that note read that this is the first episode of genocide against Christians.
We've got the full story and more ways you can be praying at missionnews.org. Next, in South Sudan, Stuart Bowman of Partners in Compassionate Care recently visited a small leprosy colony with the support of Set Free Ministries. He shared the Jesus film with them, and nearly everyone accepted the gospel. While there, the team also met a woman with severe pneumonia and rushed her off to their clinic. Bowman says,
without that physical clinic being there, I mean, there's a really good chance that she would have passed away. She wouldn't have made it, but she was able to get treatment. So, you know, both the spiritual and the physical are so important.
And finally, security problems have gotten in the way of a Jesus film translation for Saudi Arabia for 6 years. Now, George Hosni of Horizons International says their conference unearthed a few willing voice actors, and the project is finally moving forward.
As you have more people, you'll find more people willing to help. So we found some, and we recorded 80% of the Jesus film.
But it's not over. The team still needs voice actors for four more parts, and security remains a high concern. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world don't have a Bible in their own sign language? This month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that'll help you pray for this unreached people group. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.